December 16, 1928. Speaking of the nine excesses of Jesus in the Incarnation. Contentments of Jesus. His word is creation. Jesus sees the scenes of his love being repeated. Preludes of his kingdom. I was doing my meditation, and since today it was the beginning of the nirvana of baby Jesus, I was thinking about the nine excesses of his incarnation, which Jesus had narrated to me with so much tenderness, and which are written in the first volume. I felt great reluctance at reminding the confessor about this, because, in reading them, he had told me that he wanted to read them in public in our chapel. Now, while I was thinking of this, my little baby Jesus made himself seen in my arms, so very little, caressing me with his tiny little hands, and saying to me, "How beautiful is my little daughter! How beautiful! How I must thank you for having listened to me! And I, my love, what are you saying? It is I who must thank you for having spoken to me, and for having given me, with so much love, acting as my teacher, so many lessons which I did not deserve. And Jesus, ah, my daughter, to how many do I want to speak, and they do not listen to me, reducing me to silence and to suffocating my flames. So, we must thank each other, you thank me, and I thank you. And then, why do you want to oppose the reading of the nine excesses? Ah! You do not know how much life, how much love and grace they contain. You must know that my word is creation, and in narrating to you the nine excesses of my love in the Incarnation, I not only renewed my love which I had in incarnating myself, but I created new love in order to invest the creatures and conquer them to give themselves to me. These nine excesses of my love, manifested with so much love of tenderness and simplicity, formed the prelude of the many lessons I was to give you about my divine fiat, in order to form its kingdom. And now, by their being read, my love is renewed and redoubled. Don't you want, then, that my love, being redoubled, overflow outside and invest more hearts, so that, as a prelude, they may dispose themselves for the lessons of my will, to make it known and reign? And I, my dear baby, I believe that many have spoken about your incarnation. And Jesus, yes, yes, they have spoken, but those have been words taken from the shore of my love, therefore they are words which possess neither tendernesses, nor fullnesses of life. But those few words which I have spoken to you, I have spoken from within the life of the fount of my love, and they contain life, irresistible strength, and such tendernesses, that only the dead will not feel themselves being moved to pity for me, tiny little one, who suffered so many pains even from the womb of the celestial mama. After this, the confessor was reading in the chapel the first excess of the love of Jesus in the Incarnation. And my sweet Jesus, from within my interior, pricked up his ears to listen. And drawing me to himself, he said to me, "My daughter, how happy I feel in listening to them. But my happiness increases in keeping you in this house of my will, as both of us are listeners, I, of what I have told you, and you, of what you have heard from me. My love swells, boils and overflows. Listen, listen, how beautiful it is. The word contains the breath, and as it is spoken, the word carries the breath which, like air, goes around from mouth to mouth and communicates the strength of my creative word. And the new creation which my word contains descends into the hearts. Listen, my daughter, in redemption I had the courage of my apostles, and I was in their midst, all love, in order to instruct them. I spared no toil in order to form the foundation of my church. Now, in this house, I feel the courage of the first children of my will, and I feel my loving scenes being repeated, in seeing you in their midst, all love, wanting to impart the lessons about my divine fiat in order to form the foundations of the kingdom of my divine will. If you knew how happy I feel in seeing you speak about my divine volition. I anxiously await the moment when you begin to speak, in order to listen to you, and to feel the happiness that my divine will brings me.